Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Now, finally, we listen in as scholars at Virginia Tech sit down with Thomas Shirley, the 1943-1944 Virginia State FFA president, as he shares memories from his time in the organization and on the farm, and the role that World War II played in the FFA and his own future.
I'm John Hillison, and we're presently in the Virginia Tech FFA Historical Room, and I'm visiting with Tom Shirley today, Virginia FFA State President in 1943. And Tom, I'd like to get a little better acquainted with you and ask you some questions that we can share with folks.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, first of all, let's go back to the beginning. When were you born and where were you born?
I was born November 18, 1923 in Page County. I grew up on a farm. My dad purchased his home farm from his heirs in 1934. We had Angus cattle, and we did all the farming with horses. As a young boy, I worked 4 and 5 horses to the equipment in the field, day in and day out. We came in to lunchtime, we had to water them, and we had to feed them, just like we had to eat our meal.
Of course. What high school did you attend?
I attended Luray High School.
And were you an FFA member all 4 years?
All 4 years. And my junior and senior year, I was president in an FFA class.
Do you remember some of the particular experiences you had in the FFA as a high school student? Did you participate in contests? Did you go to the rally or something?
Well, I always remember the initiation we first had. Of course, we had banquets once every year, and we'd have, of course, all the parents would come into the banquets.
Sure.
Mothers and fathers came to those then. Of course, there were no girls, in the farm in the United States.
It took until 1969 before we
decided that right,
girls could belong to the FFA. As a high school member of the FFA, did you go to the state rally?
Yes. I represented my state in Kansas City, I guess. I guess that was 1943. I was there with Beverly Roller. He was president then of the FFA, of a state FFA.
And then you were elected president in
1943. Okay. Right. Of course, when I took over as president in 43, I visited a lot of the chapters and visited the whole Northern Virginia area with Mr. W.R. Legge, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. We visited chapters, their banquets and whatnot, and it kept me busy for the time that we were doing that. Last part of 44, soon I was drafted in to the Army.
So you went into the Army?
I went into the Army. Because when Uncle Sam called, I had no choice.
Doesn't it? It's, of course, a crisis situation.
Right.
Now, I also understand that there were girls at the 43 rally, but they belonged to FHA.
You know, I think I remember that.
Yeah, they were both FFA and FHA.
Right.
Held their rally together.
Right.
When you were state president in 1943,
right?
Obviously World War II was on, and did the state have activities trying to support the war effort?
I know we bought war bonds. And mm-hmm. I can't too much remember about the scrap drive, really.
You're now in World War II. When did you leave? You were private first class, as I recall?
Private first class.
Okay, and then?
They needed men, and right. I was a private right beside college graduate.
I see.
And,
yes.
Of course, the war ended in Germany, and I stayed in Germany to finish out my career, mm-hmm. and was in Nuremberg when they tried the 16 people, Hitler's high officials.
Yes.
And our division stood guard in the courthouse, and they hung 16 of those officials of Hitler.
When were you discharged then?
I was discharged in October 1946 then. When I got out of the service, I never went back to the farm.
Oh, I see.
Because they had more or less taken care of the farm, and I got married in that time because I'd been going with my childhood sweetheart in high school for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she waited for him until I came home. So I wrote her a letter. I said, I'm coming home, and when we get there in October, we get married.
All right. And she said yes, obviously.
Well, she said yes.
So what did you do for a career after that?
After that, I started working for an international harvester company that they opened up in Lou Rayford. We had international farm machinery, international trucks, and Oldsmobile automobile.
Oh, okay.
So they hired me as parts manager right out of service.
Uh-huh.
So then I got a job at Shenandoah National Park as a park ranger for 4 years. And somehow, when my first child was born, my wife was working in a bank, and I knew the cashier real well. He said, why don't you come to work in the bank while she's on maternity leave? So I went to work in a bank, and I stayed there for 31 years.
Oh, my goodness. The same bank?
Same bank.
Yeah.
Well, they merged, of course.
Sure.
I was a vice president and branch managers of two different branches. We made a lot of farm loans. That's where we made probably most of our loans were to farmers.
And so when did you retire?
I retired at age 60 in 1983.
Yes.
My wife passed away with cancer. And I said, you know, no, it's only me now. I think I'm going to retire if I can make it. Because the banks kept merging and they kept changing computer systems. And I said, I'm getting too old to handle all this. I said, I'm going to play golf for a while.
There you go.
So I played golf about 3 or 4 times a week. And, you know, I did my church. I'd lost my wife and I hadn't done church work. And I said, I'm going to give more to my Lord now, and I did. So I served in my churches as on our church council and as officer on the council, president of the council. So I did that until about 6 years ago, and I said, gentlemen, I'm going to step down and let the younger people take it. Said, don't put me back on the council anymore. So from then on, I'm doing my housework, yard work, and going to church and doing the best I can I know how. You know, it's the greatest thing that I received in FFA was leadership.
Tommy, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your experiences with the FFA?
Well, we tried to do everything in FFA we could, you know, during the year, you know. But I was quite a busy young man. I really was. I know the FFA did things to help out people, you know. They were all farm boys in FFA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a large chapter. So I met a lot of wonderful people and great people in FFA. I really did.
Well, I really appreciate you doing this. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, it's really good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.